Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we would love to hear from you. What's on your mind today? Do you have a question? Give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. Whether in the U.S. or Canada, that's toll-free, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Happy December to everyone.
We're in the middle
of the holiday season. Christmas is fast upon us. Of course, December 25th really isn't the day Jesus Christ was born. I never forget the first time I mentioned that to a small men's group I was leading years ago, and they're like, "What?
What?
This is news to me." I thought that was official, that it was December 25th, but you can scour the pages of the Bible, and you're not going to see December 25th anywhere in the Word of God as the official date for Christ's birth. It's just a date that was picked some years later, and people have been celebrating his birth on that date. So we get all wrapped up in the date and forget about that, hey, he was actually born into this world. And John gives us the reason why Jesus came into this world. Of course, there are numerous reasons. The Word of God is filled with different reasons as to why God sent Jesus. But I love how John put it in 1 John chapter 4, "Beloved, let us love one another." So that's the command of God. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And the only way that we can love one another is by abiding in the one who loved us first, and that's Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah.
So he's the vine, we're the branches. As we abide in him or just live in Christ, we're going to see the fruit of love being expressed through us. So that's what he's talking about here. And then he says this, "Whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. And anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." So if we've been born of God, then we've been born into a relationship with God, and we're growing in our knowledge of God. And what is that knowledge that we have that the world does not? It's this simple truth that God is love. Now, there are people, lost as could be. There are atheists that would know this verse, that would say, "Well, yeah, the Bible says that God is love." But they've never had that experience of it. They've never been truly connected to the love of God. That only happens through new birth. Only those who have been born of God have the true knowledge of God. And that knowledge is the fact that God is love. Now, in verse 9, he says this, "In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his Son into the world so that we might live through him." So why did Jesus come? Why was he born in Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago? Well, John gives us the reason, so that we might live through him. What was our problem? Our problem was the fact that we were dead in sin, that we were lost, that we were separated from God. Well, what did Jesus come to do? To bring us back to God, to give us his very life, so that we could live through him. That's why Jesus came into the world. What motivated that? What was the compelling reason for God to do what he did? The fact that he loved you and me. That's good news, folks. That's the story of Christmas, that God so loved us that Jesus was made manifest into this world so that we might live through him.
Yeah. Well, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis. Glad that you're with us for this edition. If you have a question, give us a call at 844-322-2742. If you're listening during the first half of the 3 p.m. hour, you're hearing the live broadcast, Central Time, of course, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you. And, Bob, we've talked a little bit about a wonderful little booklet that we have called Love Is, it's kind of banking off of what you were saying. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But right now, guys, we are getting down to crunch time in regard to our trip to Israel. That, of course, is coming up in late May and early June of this coming year. And now for many, a trip to Israel is really a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And this one is going to be going to be just the same, with one major exception. That is that, as far as I have seen in the past, most visits that that we know about focus pretty heavily on the historical aspect, on the places, the sites that are visited. On the basic gospel tour, you're not only going to get the history of each site, but you're going to get the spiritual underpinnings of what happened and why. It'll be a deeply moving and historical spiritual experience, but there will also be a time for fun and food and fellowship with new friends that you'll meet on this trip. So, Bob, we're talking about 6 months away for this fabulous trip. What else do our listeners need to know about it?
Well, what they need to know is that we're fast approaching our registration deadline, and that's December 20th. Mm-hmm. I know there's lots of people that have expressed interest. They're sitting on the fence. They're just waiting to, you know, pull the trigger and make this happen or make the decision to not go.
Yeah.
And I just encourage being on the side of going. I mean, this is truly an investment in your spiritual growth. We spend a lot of money on improving ourselves. You know, if we're in some business, we go to conference after conference after conference. We buy books. We do all sorts of things to improve ourselves.
Yeah.
But very few of us will actually invest in our spiritual growth. And I think this is an investment in our spiritual growth as individuals, where we can really get connected to the story of Jesus in ways that we never dreamed possible before.
Yeah.
That's what a trip to Israel affords a person. So I encourage you to come and join us, be a part of this new covenant journey through the Holy Land. It's May 25th through June 6th of next year. But our registration deadline is coming up December 20th. All the information on how you can register is at our website.
Yeah.
BasicGospel.net. That's BasicGospel.net. When you get to the homepage, you're going to see a banner at the very top of the page mm-hmm. that talks about Israel. Click that banner, and you'll see the schedule. You'll see all the places that we're going to stay, all of the details of this trip, and how to register.
Yeah.
But we want you to come and be a part of this. We want you to get connected to the story of Jesus as you walk through the places that he ministered, that he prayed, that he performed miracles, as you see the place where he bled and died to redeem you, to purchase you out of sin and death so that you could be made alive together with him. We want you to see all of those places and come away with a deeper connection mm-hmm. to the story of Christ.
Once again, visit the website, basicgospel.net, and click that link right at the top of the homepage that says Israel 2019. It's going to be a fabulous trip. We want you to be a part of it. Well, right now, if it's the first half of the 3 p.m. Central Time hour, you're hearing the live broadcast. We want you to be a part of it. 844-322-2742. Good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Give us a call right now. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Had this question from Lee. He says, I have a question on the role of the Holy Spirit. Is it the Holy Spirit's job before salvation to point out our sinfulness, specifically about the Ten Commandments, or is it to show us that we are unbelievers? Which one is it? Or is it both?
Yeah, I don't think we have to be shown or convinced with a lot of persuasiveness that we've violated the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
I think we will all admit that we've lied. I think every one of us will admit to that. But
I'll
we don't
never admit.
But we don't know the why. We don't know the why of
that's
it.
The issue,
and yeah. that's really the important issue, and that's what the Holy Spirit has come to convict us of. Now it says in John 16 that when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to convict the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. So we're wrong on three different things. What is sin? What is righteousness? And what is judgment? And all of those are bound up in the person of Jesus Christ. When it comes to sin, here's where we're wrong. We look at the fruit of sin, all of the deeds. We look at adultery. We look at lying. We look at murder. But there's a root cause of it, and that root cause is unbelief in Jesus. And that's what the Holy Spirit is going to convict the world wrong about, or to convict the world about regarding sin, because it does not believe in Jesus. And that's what we all needed to be convinced of. Why? Because that was our problem. And once I understand who Jesus is and what he's done for me, then it's like, I want to trust him. I want to believe in him. That's the way it was for me as a seventh grader. I went into a church camp and I heard the story of Jesus and just what he went through as far as his death on the cross was concerned. And at that moment, I knew I needed Jesus, and the Holy Spirit had done his work and had convinced me that that was my problem. And so I trusted Jesus. I believed in Jesus at that moment. Now, I didn't know all the positive things that took place in my life that God did inside of me as a result of that. That was to come later. But that night, I knew I needed to trust Jesus, and that's never changed. And so the Holy Spirit did a work inside of me to convince me what my real problem was and what the solution was, and that was to trust the Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate hearing from you, our listeners, and if you have a question and can't get to the phone while we're actually in the air, you can still use that number, 844-322-2742, anytime, day or night. We'd love to address your question, or you can drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. There are really several ways that you can get to us, and whatever way you choose, we want to hear from you. But right now, again, 844-322-2742. Guys, we had this question from Terry in Arizona. If the church is the called out ones, the believers, and the Bible says not to be unequally yoked, why do churches invite in the unsaved? When churches mainly preach a salvation message, how or when do believers get to the meat of the Bible or to be fed? I thought the church was to go into the world and not invite the world into the church.
Well, that's a really good question. You know, I think a lot of churches that are censor seeking it, seeker sensitive. There we go. Seeker sensitive. They design their Sunday worship to be a place where the gospel can be expressed and communicated, and people can really hear it. Maybe some for the very first time, mm-hmm. and be able to respond. And so they want the regular members of the church to be there praying for the Holy Spirit to do his work in people's lives. Now, that's one way to do it. And we see a lot of churches doing it that way right now on the scene. That's how they're doing it. There are seminars on how to become a seeker-sensitive church. Yeah. That's that sort of thing. And to engage the regular members, they have other things going on during the week, maybe a Wednesday night Bible study, maybe a discipleship course, maybe some small groups that really promote growth there, that are really focused on the believers.
Yes.
So that's just one way to do it. There are other churches that would say, hey, this is for the body of believers. If an unbeliever comes in, they're just going to have to watch and listen to how we do life together and what the Bible is really saying to us. And if maybe it will be enough to whet their appetite to say, hey, what do I need to do to be a part of this group? What do I need to do to be involved here? So there's different ways of conducting a Sunday church service. But that Sunday church service isn't the church. I mean, that's
correct.
Just a service. And we have to realize that so many people look at that 1 hour on Sunday as being the meat of mm-hmm. what church is all about.
Right.
And I think that's a wrong way to look at it. Mm-hmm. When a church is gathered in a local body, a local community, that church is going to express itself in various ways throughout the week, and man, God uses all of that.
Absolutely.
In a very, very positive way.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, I have been close to and sometimes even participated with churches back in the dark ages of my life that tried to protect themselves from the world, and it always came off as well, we're better than they are. Mm. And that's not what this is about either. This unequally yoked thing is about certain forms of relationships, very close business relationships, marriage relationships, things like that. The church is supposed to be out there in the world.
Right.
Impacting the world because we are Jesus's body on earth. And so let's not get caught up in the form. Let's make sure that, that whatever we're doing and however we're expressing that, Jesus is always first, and it's his word that we're using and not our own.
Yeah, it's interesting. You look at all of the letters that were written, and they're written to probably a pastor or a leader of a particular group, and that leader has gotten word to the apostle and said, here are the problems that we're facing. Help.
Yeah.
And so every apostle wrote knowing that that letter was going to be heard by true believers, counterfeit believers, and those that were just...
Yeah, had no idea.
Yeah, out in left field, totally. And throughout all of those letters, you see sometimes apostolic invitation. It's almost like they're doing an altar call right in the middle of the letter, mm-hmm. saying, hey, if you have never come to Jesus, now is your time.
Yeah.
If you are hearing his voice calling you unto himself right now's the time to respond.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that. We see some corrective measures mm-hmm. in those particular letters. And then we see great opportunities for growth and encouragement and assurance. So I think if we just take a look at these letters and kind of realize that, hey, these local bodies that we have today, they're going to be filled with problems. They're going to be filled with people who maybe give lip service, who have never truly professed. Well, minister to all of them.
Sure.
Yes.
And you have a great opportunity to do that.
Well, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. And in just a moment, we're going to go talk to Bill out in Idaho. But before we do that, friends, we're moving well into December. And I want to remind you that we have a need for your help as we approach the end of the year. Your gifts are what keep Basic Gospel on the air and online with this good news. And we hope many more will hear, believe, and live in the love, grace, and life of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we need your continued help to make sure that that happens. We have a wonderful little booklet that we talked about just a little bit earlier in the broadcast that we'll send you. It's called Love Is, and it's by Bob Christopher. And yeah, through Love Is, you'll find out that God's love never fails. So what's better than that? I don't think there anything is. So anyway, make your gift to basicgospel.net or at basicgospel.net. In fact, you'll see several ways that you can make your gift when you visit the website, basicgospel.net. Or in Canada, please make your gift at basicgospel.net/Canada.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines to Meridian, Idaho, to Bill. Welcome to Basic Gospel, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Yo, hi. Thank you.
What's on your mind today?
Well, a fascinating verse, John 16:27, I believe it is, where it says, "The Father himself loves you because you loved me." And I thought, wow, that is a very fascinating verse. And I just would love to have your comment on it.
Well, certainly, Bill. I'm glad you brought that up today. We were just reading in 1 John chapter 4, and we see we love because he first loved us. And I think that still applies here. God sent Jesus into the world. God so loved that he sent Jesus into the world. And Jesus went to his own people, and he picked a few to be his disciples, who he was going to commission as his apostles. And God the Father revealed to them that this Jesus truly was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And so they followed him, and they followed him to the grave, to the cross, and then to the grave, and then really were filled with power after the resurrection and became the witnesses of the Jesus story. They were the ones that carried it on. So their love for Jesus was a direct result of God's love for them in sending Jesus to them. And
yeah,
so they just get a heartfelt connection to the love of God. So it's
right. Yeah, I agree with that. But then it seems the way that's expressed, the Father himself loves you because you loved Jesus. Well, does that mean, like you're saying so well, that the Father sent the Son because he loves us, like John 3:16? But that's almost like God loves you extra if you love Jesus. Is that a correct conclusion there?
Well, here's how I would put it, Bill. God so loved the world, so that love is for all, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So it also says that light came into this world, but darkness did not want it. And so there are some people that reject the love of God, and so they're never going to have that true knowledge of the love of God, not just head knowledge, but heart knowledge. They're not going to have that connection. And that connection, for somebody to have that connection to the love of God, to really know it experientially, it comes through faith in Jesus Christ. So Jesus is that stake in the ground, so to speak, that how you respond to Jesus is determines what you're going to receive from the Father. So if you reject the Son, then you're going to receive judgment, aren't you?
Right.
But yeah, if you receive the Son, then you're going to experience the love of God in its fullness.
Very good. Yeah, interesting.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for your call. So nice to hear from you.
Yes, indeed.
Love your program. Bye.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Well, Bob, we talked at the beginning of the broadcast about the trip to Israel. I would like for you to elaborate a little bit more on that, about things that are actually going to take place, like you talked about kayaking in the Jordan River and wonderful, fun things like that. Give us some more background on
that. Yeah, we're going to have some great adventure on this particular trip. We're not only going to see some sites, but we're going to do some activities around those sites that are really going to supplement the truths that were told and expressed at those various sites.
Yeah.
So kayaking down the Jordan River, it's going to have a significant spiritual meaning to you. I can guarantee it. And you're going to be able to see forgiveness and what it means to come to Jesus in a whole different light, mm-hmm. as we look at that place, Caesarea Philippi, and see what was taking place back then during the times of Christ, and what this Jordan River represents as it flows away from that dark, dark place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to do that. We're going to go into Jordan. We're going to see Petra, which during those days was one of the ancient wonders of the world, mm-hmm. a fascinating sight. Of course, we're going to be in Jerusalem, and we're going to see the place where Jesus bought and purchased our redemption with his precious blood. And it will just absolutely overwhelm you. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it right now. It is one of the most moving days that you will ever experience. And we want you to experience it. And we want you to come and join us next May 25th through June 6th for this trip to Israel, a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, just as an aside to that, gosh, in 1997 we went, and I went into the open-air market there. I have never seen such vegetation in my life. I mean, the place is just flourishing, friends. We want you to see it. As Bob said, the registration deadline has been extended to December 20th, so now's the time to register for this phenomenal trip to Israel and Jordan. All the information is available at basicgospel.net. And you'll see the link Israel 2019 at the top of the homepage. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. Well, friends, keep in mind, too, that you can get a question to us through the 24-hour listener line. That's 844-322-2742. Good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Or drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Either way, we'd love to hear from you and address your question here at Basic Gospel. Well, so now, till tomorrow at the same time, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and all this ministry team, I'm Bob Davis saying have a great evening in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.